lot of eyes focused on Texas these days. People are looking at Texas wondering if it will become a battleground state, a blue state potentially, with a change in demographics and so forth. Last year, of course, there was a big battle with Beto O'Rourke and Ted Cruz for the Senate seat. Ted Cruz came out on top. Beto O'Rourke raising more money than any candidate in history for a Senate seat in the United States, but still came up a bit short. Lillian Salerno served as Deputy Undersecretary for Rural Development in the Department of Ag during the Obama administration. She currently co-hosts the podcast Pod Bless Texas. She joined us on the program to talk more about what is happening in Texas. Lillian, welcome to it.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate being on to talk about Texas turning blue, which is making some of us very happy.
I don't know that it's happening, though. I look at it. Beto O'Rourke did raise more money than any candidate in Senate history in America, yet came up short against a very unlikable candidate. I mean, Ted Cruz, whether you're a conservative or a liberal or a middle-of-the-road person, Ted Cruz is not a very likable candidate as a general rule, and Beto O'Rourke still came up quite short.
Yeah, he was only short about 230,000 votes in a state that's got, you know, 28 million people. We just, for a long time, have not been a voting state. That's not by accident. We've had a push by the powers that be that have been in power for over 20 years without any statewide electeds that aren't Republican. There's been a universal push to make sure our voters are suppressed.
There come on.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, come on. Based on what? Voter suppression is always something thrown around by Democrats. Like, do you agree with voter ID, or is that a suppression tactic?
Oh, both. Yeah.
Oh, come on. Every country in the world uses voter ID. Come on, Lillian. Be serious.
No.
You're making me chuckle here.
We're 50th in the country on voter turnout. We have a huge Latino population that has been a continued assault by the Republican Party in Texas and across the country, and make people that are
assaulted how?
Afraid to come out. There is no voter fraud in Texas.
I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt here, but come on. Yeah, tell me how the voters are suppressed in Texas. Come on.
They require the day of the election. There's no the early voting in Texas is restricted. There is very onerous restrictions if someone's moved. It everything makes it so that if you're somebody who moves often, if you're somebody who's not educated, which we've done a good job of not doing in Texas since we haven't supported public education in 20 years, mm-hmm. that we have folks that, you know, don't feel like they're part of a system. So we have the worst voter turnout in the country.
I see. All right. Well, we require ID in Michigan. We have no early voting like some states have either. We seem to get by up here.
Well, you've got different kind of geography in Michigan. You have different kind of being able to vote.
Different geography.
Different. We're a state with 28 million people. We have places where people have to drive quite a way. We have no online registration, just basic mm-hmm. things about voting that we don't have.
Right,
some college students can't vote where they are. We hope to change that, and we think that'll be part of how we flip. We also are registering, you know, we've got, you know, a plan on registering about almost 3 million people.
Mm-hmm.
And
let me ask you about Beto O'Rourke just real quickly. His entire campaign has flamed out on the national stage. Should he still be in this thing?
I think he represents, I mean, right now, the Texas polls, he's very loved in Texas. I think he's loved in other parts of the country also, but the Texas polls show that he's, you know, certainly in double digits for Texans. No, he wants to represent the country, and we have a very qualified group, a slate of seven people that are running against Senator John Cornyn's up this session.
Yeah, I have to be honest with you, Beto O'Rourke doesn't even make the top eight. Let's see here. Beto O'Rourke, how far down is he? Oh, he's at 2.2%. 2.2%. Here's my question.
The loved entity.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't count him out yet.
Well, I did. Anyhow, here's my question, though. When it comes to voter ID, every country in the world, France, England, Brazil, all countries have voter ID. Every country. What is wrong with voter ID? You need ID to buy a beer. Beer is not a coveted right like voting. What is the problem with having an ID, which is provided by every state government at no charge if you can't afford it? Plus, everybody gives you rides if you need one to the polling place. Every state does that. What is the problem with voter ID?
Well, it's not about voter ID. Of course, someone has to show ID. But in Texas, there's a method where they make it so that a person that doesn't have a government-issued ID, they have some kind of a two-prong authentication of a light bill or a cable bill.
Well, right. That would be true in any state. Do you think that they should not have to provide identification? Because government IDs are provided free in every state that I'm aware of if you can't afford one. And I don't know how you couldn't afford one. Getting a driver's license isn't much. But if you can't, every state, and I'm going to hazard a guess, Lillian, that Texas does the same, offers free government-issued IDs. Where's the barrier?
We have the history of severe voter suppression, including as recently with our current governor, Governor Greg Abbott, and a failed Secretary of State that he appointed that made it so that they went to the Department of Public Safety and flagged over 95,000 voters for citizenship review. So it's not a friendly place for people who are of Hispanic surname when you have a state actually deliberately investigating whether or not their citizenship is accurate.
Should Texas not establish whether or not citizens are voting?
Absolutely. We haven't ever had a history of that.
Then what's the problem with checking?
Because when you are having a Hispanic surname and you have people in your family that may or may not.
But you're suggesting that's the only reason they're investigated. I don't know if that's true. You're suggesting they're being investigated solely for their surname. I'll give you 15 yes. seconds for the last word.
Yeah, no, we just think Texas is right on the cusp. It may happen this time. If it doesn't happen in 2020, it'll happen in 2022. We have a top of the ticket and a referendum against Donald Trump. Texas will turn blue.
All right, Lillian Salerno, former Deputy Undersecretary for Rural Development, the Department of Agriculture at the Obama administration. She does Pod Bless Texas. Obviously a supporter of anybody but Trump. I appreciate you being here, Lillian.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Texas won't be turning blue, not this year. Back after this.